me be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grabbed her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him, said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into the synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. Gospel of the Lord. Reading St. Paul is very beautiful. I have become all for all. The Latin words more precise, omnia omnibus, all for all. That he become when he go to Rome as Romans, in Greek, in Greece as Greek. It's helped me a lot also in my lay apostolic work all these years. Do you know how many years I've been priest? Do you know how many years I've been priest? Huh? 40, not yet. 36. So I've moved for many parishes in Hong Kong, and you know that for the last 6 years I was in Toronto. So it helped me a lot because I was working in different parishes, some parishes little poorer, some parishes a little bit richer, and some parishes are very different. For example, in Toronto, it's very different. Although it's Chinese, but multicultural mentality. People from Taiwan, from China, from Hong Kong, some moved there for 30 years, some just for the 97's sake. So it's so different. It helps me a lot, this phrase of St. Paul, omni omnibus, to become all for all. Now, I'm not saying that I save many, because St. Paul said, at least I save someone. But this helped me a lot. Especially, I remember one of the stories of a gentleman, he died out. When I met him, he was already 80-something. That time, I was studying in Rome. He's a gentleman. He's married. His name is Eugenio Giordani. He's Italian. He works in the library of Vatican Library. He's Liberian. To be a Liberian, not just because to be a Liberian, he's a very learned person. He's a part of members of parliament also. He's very learned. So at the age of about 50 something, suddenly his relation with his wife changed. because the wife is kind of menopause. And then all the, you know, what changes in the family. Every time when he went home, quarrels, like hell. For 30 years, at the age of 80, still going home, no peace. You know what? This gentleman, all the time, with all the patience, he understood that not because of sick or a fault. It's kind of internal change of life, you know. She's out of her control. But humanly speaking, it's very difficult to confront. Every time he went home, usually in himself, he prayed. Prayed for his wife. Nothing changed, of course. Until the time of the death of her wife in the hospital, already 30 years later, near the age of 80. So one day, before she died, she held the hand of her husband and she confessed, "Eugenio, I know you are the only person who loved me so much all these years." That she never said this before. She always accusing him because she come home late, because she mixed with other women, but nothing this happened. She was all creating all these stories inside her mind, accusing him. But this gentleman always have peace with her. So she held his hand and said, "Eugenio, I know that you are the person who loved me ever. You could understand. For 30 years, Omni Omnibus, he just lived until the end. Of course, she died at last. But this gentleman still survived for another years. He died at the age of 86. But you can imagine a gentleman for more than 30 years suffering for nothing, but he has all the peace. That's what St. Paul said. And really, she was converted. But that it costs a lot of energy, but it works. I remember when I was in Toronto, at times I couldn't find a, you know, they're Chinese, but different mentality, especially those people from Taiwan. I haven't much experience with them. So at times when I work with them, there's not much of my logic. Why they behave in this way? Why they do this way? It's strange. Not strange. For me, it's strange, but for them, it's normal. When I was to take hold of the parish, I got some person in the parish council. So in order to have the participation, some people from Taiwan, some people from China, some people from Hong Kong, you know, to form the parish council. But the way of behaving is so different. But I have to love them. I have to trust them. I have to be with them. Really helps. Omni Omnibus. You have to accept the differences and you have to appreciate the others. It helps. When I come over here in Hong Kong, so different. This parish, very different. I was in Margaret for 13 years, as pastor for 10 years in Happy Valley. It's different. The people are different. The mentality is different. Many people are working, you know, they are more working business, all business people. You know, business people very smart, but not sometimes, you know, they have another thought. Of course, I can't judge when they come to church. Of course, all children of God, but different, right? People doing business, and now there are parishes. All people are just normal families. It's different. At times, we make different expectation. I expect them, and they expect me. At times, it come across differences, especially when I come over here. I just only 1 year and something here. You think I'm very happy here? Well, yeah, of course I'm happy. But you think there's no conflict? There are lots of differences. Even you people, you know, at times you give me no problems, but I have to solve some questions, have to some problems. But really, I really enjoy. But without the spirit of St. Paul, I would be in, that's just a purgatory. I can ask Jesus, why you put me in the place that people are different? You know, I'm not young now. Can you imagine? My classmates, in high school classmates, already 10 years ago or 15 years ago, they already retired, especially those who work in the government. 55 already, or 50s already, you know, they take the money out and go away and retired. At the age of 60, I was sent to Toronto. At the age of 66, I was sent back to Hong Kong to work again, already 10 years. But my, you know, my classmates already been more than 10 years retirement. I can ask, why can't you give me, Lord, why can't you give me some place that I can relax a little bit, rest a little bit? But I tell you the truth. The more difficulties, the more joy I have. Because I'm not doing my own self for my sake, for Jesus' sake. At times it's good. There are some conflicts. It's a chance to grow. So any crisis is a chance. So when you say the economic tsunami, it's a chance, you know. Be smart, right? So Jesus, really, he has his way to train us, to form us. So don't complain. I just share with you. Don't complain. Whatever Jesus allowed you in this situation, or some friends betray you, you will try to kill him. No, of course not killing him, but you might dislike him for life. No. Just because of that, things have changed. You know, today I met a young couple. They are going to get married this year. And that gentleman, he expressed that they were more the same age, the same class, but different age. But I asked him, why you are older than she? They are the classmate, same classmate. And then he admitted that in the year of Form 5, he failed. Now, I told him, if you did not fail, you won't meet your fiancé. Right? Even you miss 1 year, it works. Otherwise, you left by me. And then he mentioned, then he continued to say, and then I won't meet me. Now he won't meet me. Anything. Different things Jesus allowed happened for our sake, for our joy, for fulfillment of life. So be joyful, happy, that we are all called in the big family. We follow the footpath of St. Paul. You know, St. Paul is not very smart. He is smart. According to tradition, he's not very colloquial. Eloquent. He's not very eloquent. He has his brain. He can write. He's a short fellow. But he has a heart. That's his heart converts people. Not because his words. Many times his words written by his secretary. So all the letters are not all he's writing. But his heart convert the whole wide world. We too, as St. Paul, we are all called in some way or another. We are another St. Paul, little Paul. Follow the Spirit. Just to be weak, in order to be with those people, and you will see. And exactly what Jesus lived on earth, he became part of us, fragile, full of mistakes. Of course, Jesus didn't make mistakes. But physically, he suffered. as we do. But He always, Father, into Your hand I commend my spirit. Father, it's for You. So then let's offer whatever, always trying to do better the will of the Father. And that's how we have the joy, we have the growth in Jesus. So let's pray for one another. In this Mass, we pray for one another. So we always, in the Spirit of Christ, be always living like St. Paul. Omnia omnibus. The Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. All has been unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from God,
true God from true God. He was born of the Virgin Mary,
and became man.
For Satan was crucified with the precious body.
He suffered and died and was buried. On the third day,
he rose again, in fulfillment of the scriptures. He descended into heaven and seated right hand of the Father. He will come to the end of the world, church to live in the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. He believed in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, to give a life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who is the Father and the Son, who is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of our sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead, and light of the world to come. Amen. Jesus promised, whatever we ask in His name will be given. So with this unity, we pray.
Lord, hear me.